word of advice, be careful who you give advice to.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of the best things you can do in life is ask an older person for advice. They will be speechless for about half an hour. They'll be so startled, but go ahead and do it. You'll learn much. Ken is a Laugh Again listener who is 82 years young. I asked him his secret. He said, always remember that birthdays are good for you. Statistics show that the people who have the most live the longest. Ken learns and tells one good clean joke a day to at least 15 or 20 people. The joke he's been telling today is this one. I decided to change the name of my bathroom from the John to the Jim. That way I can tell everyone I went to the gym this morning. His secret to longevity, a good sense of humor, and deep love for God. 116-year-old New Yorker Susanna Mushet Jones attributes her longevity to a daily dose of 4 strips of bacon. Elizabeth Sullivan, who threw out the first pitch at a Texas Rangers game, is 105. Her secret? One of them is drinking 3 cans of Dr. Pepper a day. Every doctor she sees tells her that soda is going to kill you. She says, but they die and I don't. Here's some advice for living long from those who have reached at least 100. You gotta have good genes, says one. That's G-E-N-E-S, not the kind you wear. Don't be a cheapskate. Ladies, don't marry an older man, marry a younger one. Don't hurt other people for any reason. Listen to others, you'll learn something. You will learn a lot more listening to others than telling them what you know. I like that. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't retire. Laughter keeps you healthy. You can't laugh and be angry, you can't laugh and feel envious. Take the stairs, carry your own stuff. I take 2 stairs at a time to get my muscles moving. That's a 100-year-old. Love people. Find something to like about the person. It's there because we're all just people. Keep busy doing what you like. Make the best of things when bad things happen. I also ate prunes every single day. A 102-year-old disagrees. Try not to eat anything that's healthy, she says. The secret to longevity is ice cream. Now, you kids don't listen to that. Listen to your parents. Eat your veggies. In fact, the Bible says, honor your parents that you may live a long, full life. It's interesting that 98% of the centenarians interviewed in one study belonged to a faith-based community. In another study of 232 heart surgery patients, those who were, quote, religious, were 3 times less likely to die within 6 months after surgery than those who were not. And research in heart care units suggests, surprise, surprise, there's a benefit to intercessory prayer. Patients who were prayed for had fewer complications and fewer deaths than those who did not receive prayer. A 102-year-old lady said, be honest, it's too much work keeping up with a lie. You don't need the extra stress. That's good advice. 1 Peter 3:10 says, for whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking lies. And one more from a century-old gentleman. I never drank, smoked, or fooled with the weeds, you know, that stuff. And I don't let anything upset me, especially traffic. Remember Ken, my 82-year-old friend? He had a cure for the frustrations of traffic. I changed my car horn to gunshot sounds, he says. People move out of the way much faster now. That's terrible. I'm kidding, he said. Don't do that. He said this, I think the key is loving God and being lovable. I've lived a long life because there are so many who love me. Then he added, and I talk to myself sometimes because sometimes I need expert advice.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, my husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.